Saudi Arabia has recalled its ambassador to Germany over comments made by the European nation's top diplomat about the fate of Lebanon's prime minister. The Saudi Foreign Ministry said the decision was made after German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel suggested that Saad al-Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. The ministry noted that the envoy had been recalled for consultations. It said Saudi Arabia will give the German ambassador in the kingdom a letter protesting, quote, these unfortunate and unjustified statements. Professor of History at CSU San Bernardino, Mr. David Yagoubian, joins us now to offer us more insight on that story. First of all, give us your thoughts on the recent actions carried out by Riyadh.
Riyadh seems to be in full damage and spin mode, that is damage control and full propaganda spin mode, trying to account for its recent actions, not only regarding Lebanon, but also, of course, regarding the recent purge, which is still going down and in progress. So I believe that the statements regarding the German foreign minister's comments regarding the Hariri case is part of that effort of spin. So, and we'll that remains to be seen what's going to come of that reaction, and of course what is going to happen to the Lebanese prime minister, who we all have just found out is not in fact returning to his own country, but will be flying into Paris. So we're all waiting to, of course, see what his statements are going to be when he arrives in the French capital.
So we've seen the actions of the Saudis in the past with what happened on the United Nations list of shame, how it got itself on the Human Rights Council in the United Nations. Do you think that the recent actions by the Saudis, that they're trying to eliminate all future criticism from fellow countries as well?
Clearly, that seems to be the agenda. And instead of only looking, of course, at Riyadh and its, you know, lack of diplomacy and its internal actions at Purge, I think it's important to consider that these actions and developments seem to be being choreographed and triangulated between Riyadh, Tel Aviv, and the Jared Kushner wing of the White House. So looking at Saudi actions to further destabilize the region, to further attempt to create Saudi control over the region, which across the board seems to be failing, must be, I believe, considered within the broader context of American and Israeli projects and ongoing plans to destabilize the region through its support of coups, wars, proxy forces, massive arms sales, and the list of shenanigans that the world is very cognizant of at this point, but that unfortunately it doesn't seem like there is the ability, at least within the short term, to stop these very messy games that are being played between the Saudis, the Israelis, and the current Trump administration.
All right. Thank you very much, Professor David Yagoubian, joining us from San Bernardino.